JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 50 youngsters from vulnerable communities are given the chance to learn, earn, give, and save. And later, a hurricane prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Then Chuchu, you know a smartphone?
Of course!
Then my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone. Use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and then we'll alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now that I go save time.
Build your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
50 participants in the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program are to benefit from a $6 million donation by the Philip and Christine Gore Family Foundation through a partnership between the organization and the HeartTrust NTA. The 50 youngsters come from vulnerable communities in St. James and St. Catherine and will work as interns with Gore Developments Limited. National Coordinator for the HOPE program, Colonel Martin Rickman, lauded the HOPE and Christine Gore Family Foundation for its support, outlining that the funds will be used to pay weekly stipends to the participants for a period of 40 weeks.
A total of 50 persons, 25 in Montego Bay and 25 in St. Catherine, and the funds will be used specifically to pay the stipends for these persons. The stipend is a total of $6,000 per person, of which $1,000 will be retained as a compulsory saving going towards the foundation of the LEGS principle: learning, earning, giving, and saving.
Costs related to the recruitment, training, monitoring, and periodic assessments of the participants will be borne by the HeartTrust NTA. Launched in May 2017, the HOPE program provides education, training, and job opportunities for young people age 18 to 24. June 26 was observed globally as International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Vision 2030 Jamaica supports actions for awareness about drug abuse and the illegal drug trade as part of Goal 1, empowering Jamaicans to achieve their fullest potential. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm. You may also visit Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You can also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy a license this, you know.
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me, phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Be prepared. Prevention is better than cure.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month. If a hurricane threat looms, will you be ready?
People, are you listening?
Yeah, listen and learn.
Here is more information. Yeah.
Go on again, my DJ.
When there is a hurricane, watch preparation of it. Turn up one more notch down. Pull the tank in your vehicle with gas and check the battery and water and oil. Then you're going to stock up with kerosene oil. Fill water containers.
A message from ODPEM and the JIS. And on our community notice board, Edna Manley College's Art Stock at 1 Arthur Wint Drive will be the location of a pop-up shop this Thursday, June 28 from 5 to 8 p.m. Clothes, bags and accessories will be on display and on sale. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.